Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today, we're launching a Patreon-exclusive audio series for backlist titles. The goal is to chat all things authors, series, and backlist titles that you can check out from your library or at a lower cost from your local bookseller. If you're listening to this episode at the What to Read Next podcast, awesome. If you're interested in more episodes like this, feel free to join our Patreon for $5 a month. New backlist titles, episodes, and early access audio author interviews drop every Sunday. I hope you check it out. Today, I'm chatting with my friends and Pillow Patreon members, Amy from Novel Gossip and Sarah from Really Into This, about Small Town Romance series. In this chat, we dive into a couple fun new series that you should check out. Now, let's go to the chat. Hi, Amy. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited to be back.
I'm so excited to have you both. So, let's go with Amy first. What have you been up to this summer? And then we'll go to Sarah.
This summer, not a lot, just trying to keep sane, I guess, really. And then the past couple of weeks, I think we're actually, my kids have been back in school for a month now, so been getting into that new routine. And trying to figure out the online schooling and their new schedules, and that's been really keeping me busy, but nothing exciting besides that.
I feel you.
Pretty boring.
I think this pandemic has just been a new normal of like boring.
Yeah, totally. Yes, I say that all the time because my husband's always like, it's not been that bad. I'm like, yeah, but you went to work every day and at least it's a little bit different. I'm like, I've literally been doing the same thing since March. So
yeah,
even them starting school has been good to change it up a little bit.
Okay, that's good. How about you?
Yeah.
I haven't been doing much except binge watching The Good Wife, binge watched several more shows. Basically, I'm caught up on almost all my TV for the past few years. So if that's an accomplishment, then I'm killing it.
It is a good accomplishment. You got me into The Good Wife, yeah.
Yes, The Good Wife is so good. It's like one of those that's been on my list for so long. And I'm actually really glad that I wait. It's a perfect show to binge. So is Killing Eve. That was another one that I watched that we binged the first two seasons right before season three. And then when season three came on, I was like, damn, I really miss binging it because it's just like better than having to wait that week in between because it's so suspenseful.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm like, I just rather binge on those shows. So, and we binged on Falling Sunset. Too, which is just
Selling Sunset.
Yes, I still haven't finished the last two episodes because I like don't want it to be over. I don't know what my problem is. I'm doing the same thing with books too. I'm like, I love this book, so I'm not gonna finish it. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm like, for some reason, I haven't finished. I'm like, but it's just so trashy, and it's just like, just like finish it off. But I'm like, I can't. What if I'm just done with it? And I'm like, I want to go back and watch it for the first time again. And I want to be able to. So you never know.
I have to brag. I think that my poor reading habits have been rubbing off on Amy.
They have.
Amy is like, I'm finishing a book in a day, three, like absolute max. And then now it's like, oh no, that's been sitting around. Like I'm almost done and I'm liking it. But I'm just like setting it aside. It's going to sit there. I'm like, oh, that's what I do. I have a whole shelf of those that I just go, you know what? I like you. We're just going to stop this, though.
I don't know what happened. This has never happened to me in my life, and I swear you have rubbed off on me because I have my nightstand is where I stack them, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and I'm like, they're all over 50%. Some of them I'm like 90%. Wrong with me. You're
bad stuff like that too. I literally have like five even from last year that are just sitting there and I'm like, oh, I really love that story. I really don't want it to end. So I'm just not gonna finish it. I don't know what it is. I think I've got like commitment issues or something. I don't know.
It is either. It's been so weird for me. I never do that, but whatever.
I love this. So let's talk about the fall into my backlist challenge. Tell us all about it. What can we expect from the challenge and how we can join you all?
Well, we started it last fall because it was like right after the beginning of the year that we were like getting burned out, right?
Yeah, we like planned for it starting like January 1, 2019. It's like, what do you want to read this year? It's like, wow, yeah, I'm already burned out on ARCs. I really just want to read backlist. We like set it up for, how about in the fall? Like, let's like just get through the year. And then in the fall, let's like really just kind of, and not even like devote yourself to backlist. It's not like, let's burn through this many. It's just like whatever you're in the mood for, and like just trying to give yourself the freedom to like fall in love with a new series, you know, just whatever it is, not even about like clearing your shelves, but you know, something, a book you hear about on a podcast or that someone tells you about that you're like, oh yeah, I'll get to it. It's like, you know what? Actually, I might even be in the mood for that right now. I'm just going to do it. And then if you binge 10 books in a series, or you just go on a cozy mystery binge or whatever, like then that's like cool. It's just like giving yourself the freedom kind of to read whatever you want.
That was kind of what was most important to me, to be like, okay, I obviously bought all these books for a reason, and they've sat on my shelves for years, and I always feel obligated to read all the new releases, read all the ARCs, all that stuff. And it was like, no, we need to get back to like what we want to read, not because we feel like we have to read this kind of stuff. So that's where it stemmed from. But yeah, we like amped it up in our heads for God, months and months and months. So then we were like, let's do it again. It was so much fun. I think we both had the best time doing it too. And we're just like so looking forward. And I tried to be better like the beginning of this year to still read backlist, and I didn't do that great.
I feel you. Well, this year the reading is just so weird.
Did you, Sarah? Did you continue to kind of do it?
You know, like, no. Like, no. It's hard because, so hard. You know, it's like we want, you know, I don't know. Like, you want to do what you can to support authors, support publishers that have new books coming out. We want them to be successful, and especially people that we've read, that we like, that we've interacted with. So, like, you really want to do them a solid and, like, read the book. And it's also just like hard too, and I don't want to say anything about all my Bookstagram, you know, friends that I like love, but it's also like that's just such a different world than I feel like how I used to read and how like most people read. So, you know, like I'll talk to somebody about Laura, I don't usually read ARCs that early, but like The Roommate, like when I read The Roommate early, and I'm like, dang, like there's nobody for me to talk to about this. And I can't, like, what am I going to tell people? Oh, check out this book. It's out in, you know, 5 months. Like my friends are like, what? Like 5 months? How do you even have that? Like it's, I don't know. It's okay. I'm rambling, but it's just like when you're on Bookstagram and you're really trying to do advanced reader copies and you have like connections with authors and publishers, that's kind of the world that you're in. And it's like, I don't know. I was kind of like yearning for the days of when I would just be at the library and be like, oh, well, let me see what's available. Oh, this book. Oh, I didn't know this person had 5 old books. Let me read them. Like that's how I found Leon Moriarty. That's how I found her like years and years ago. Was she was just on the shelf and I read The Husband's Secret and loved it. I don't know if I'd love it now. I'm pretty sure I would. But read it then and then read like all of them. And I'm like, God, it's been like forever since I've done that, where I really like just gave myself the freedom to be like, read whatever you want.
No, your point was really good about it being a totally different world than like back when we were just like regular readers. It's totally different trying to keep up with all that.
Yeah, it is. It just like creates it. You know, like you guys know me in real life, you know me in deadlines. Like as soon as there's a deadline or like, oh yeah, I'm committing to it, then it becomes an obligation. Mm-hmm. And so as much as I love reading and as much as I love, you know, advanced reader copies or early finished copies or whatever, it does feel like an obligation a little bit. And so it's...
Yeah. And it starts to feel like work, and that's not fun for any of us.
Right.
I agree so much, and I'm like, I am ready for backlist, I'm ready for series, I'm ready to try new authors, and yes, just use the different services. Like, you know, I have thousands of books in my Kindle, and I'm like, I would like to read some of them. Not all thousands of books that I have, but just a few extra.
It's nice to have the option.
Yeah.
Just a few extra on that Kindle, just a handful. My favorite is when there's like a deal and you go on and it's like, you already bought this book 3 years ago. And you're like, what? I've never bought this author or this book. Whatever do you mean?
All the time. Like, you bought this in 2016. And I'm like, oh, well, good looking out, Amy from 2016. But get on that.
I share an account with my mom. So I'm always like, well, I bet my mom bought that one, not me. But, like, you know,
yeah, I buy all these books and I'm like, I go back and I'm like, when did I buy this? I was like, oh, okay, I bought it like 4 years ago, you know?
Yep.
And then it's just back to it.
I know. Well, Laura, like the first time I was on with you and you were telling me that like, wasn't it 1 year you read like a book a day?
Yes, like that.
Yeah. It was so right, like, before we were talking about that, and then we were talking about like series, and we were like, the way you asked me questions, I really like kind of like took a deeper look at what I read, like what I read now, and then like what I used to read, like for the last, you know, 20 something years as my life as like an adult reader. I'm like, really, the books that I've read and love the most are series. And like, I feel like Amy, you're like that too. Like Karen.
Oh, I am. And when you were talking about that at the library, like, I found Karen through the library when I was just a regular old reader. Like, I stumbled into her, and now I'm her number one fangirl. You know what I mean? So I am a series reader. I like my small town stuff, of course, but even like my thrillers. You know how many thriller series, Sarah, that I've even told you, like, you haven't read that yet. Like, how long did I tell you, like, read Unsub or one of those series or something?
And Myron,
like,
and Harlan.
Yes.
Series, Myron and Wynn.
Yes.
Yes. And we're talking Karen Slaughter. I love how we're just like, it's Karen.
I'm like, doesn't everyone know Queen Karen? Yes, Karen Slaughter is who I'm always fangirling over.
Yes. But yeah, it was like during that episode, and then like after we wrapped and you were sending me stuff, Laura, I was just thinking like, God, it has been, like, I couldn't even remember the last time then that I had read a series. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just was like, that's wild to me, because that's the biggest things that I read. Like, historically, those are the things that I really love to read are series. And I think that, we're talking about small town romances too, like that falls right into it, because you fall in love with the town and the people, and that's what keeps you going back. It's the same even in a thriller series. There's something that happens there that keeps you going back.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So let's talk about small town romance. So what do you love about small town romance?
So much.
I know. I was like, oh gosh, I'll let Sarah go first. I
don't want to steal all the thunder, Amy. I just love so much about it. I don't know. Like, I love these little small towns that I can picture them, quirky characters, and like you get to know them. And I love when an author like builds where you don't just get thrown all these characters at once. You know, like you kind of get rewarded like by reading. You get to know more of the people, know more of the town's history. Then they start to have relationships, and you get little tidbits. Like, it really just feels like people that I know. Like, it's, I mean, I know I don't know them, but it feels like people that I know, that you really get to know these characters better. And there's just something about a small town. I don't know. I just, Amy, you can expand.
I think, yeah, for me, the best part of them are like that character growth, like you were saying. Like, you know, thinking about like book one in a series, you meet your, you know, main hero and heroine, and then if you get to follow them, even however loosely or how little throughout the rest of the series, they still are growing and developing, and you can see them, oh, I remember in the first book when they were meeting and now they've got kids or whatever. And then like you were saying, the small town feeling of that whole thing too, I just love the coziness and like the familiarity.
Yes.
Of that. Like, it's always like you were saying, like you're visiting old friends. Like, I always feel that way when I pick up a book in a series that I really love. Like, oh, I'm back with my friends. Like,
You get to know the
and
channel,
I realize that makes
people,
me sound crazy.
The sheriff, yes. The festivals. the history, which people are like crazy, you know, like,
yes, because there's always at least one.
Don't trust, like,
yes.
Yeah. I love small town romance because it's just like a world building. It's like, it reminds me of Paranormal when there's like all these like world building and all these different things. And I think the author makes it a point to create kind of like a whole town, just basically like where the bakery is, where Main Street is, who's the mayor, who's all these different things. And they all are interconnected and they'll bring in the story. And you just feel like you're talking to old friends. And then you go back to it and you're like, oh, it's so good to be back.
Yeah, and they do such a great job of, like you were saying, describing the little town. So you, when you're reading it, you can picture like, oh, they're going to the bakery, which is next to the coffee shop, and then the police station's down the road, and then they're going to the lake or whatever.
Yeah.
And, but as you read it, you're like, oh yeah, I totally remember this how this town is set up, and you can picture it and stuff, which is always so fun.
Yeah. And I feel like it's gossipy. Like that's something that we love about it too, is that it's like you get these little sneak peeks of these people that you know, and you like who dated who, and the shop had money trouble, or like you like whatever it is. Like it doesn't even have to be like salacious, but it's like it kind of feels like you get an inside look at these.
I always like to like guess who the next book's going to be about, like if it's not announced yet too, and be like, ooh, were they dropping any little tidbits about, like, I bet it's going to be about the cop and the teacher or whatever, you know, like I always like trying to figure out if I can figure out who it's going to be about next too. That's always fun, like you were saying, like the gossipy side of it. That is cool.
Yeah, I love that. So let's talk about a few series. The first one we gotta talk about is a series that we all three love, which is Bridget River. So what can you talk about the series? What do you love about it? So Amy, you have finished the series. So
I'm almost done. See, that's one of my books. The new book that comes out in October, I'm halfway through, and I know it's the last one, and I don't know if it's going to be the last one forever, but I'm like, don't want to finish, but it's not because I don't like it. I'm like obsessed with it. So it's silly of me, but I'll be finishing it soon.
All right. Hopefully. So let's talk about Virginia.
I can force myself.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. How much time do you have, Laura? Me and Sarah can talk about Virgin River Press.
I know. It's just so comforting. I love Venture listening to them. They're like comfort. They're like, this is like the perfect exact way of like a comfort food.
It is. No, it really is. That's what I was saying like the other day. Like, I've listened to the vast majority. I've only read one in Mass Market, but I'm actually gonna, I think I'm at book 10 right now, and I'm gonna probably finish the series up in Mass Markets because I was able to get them from my library, so I want to get caught up before the newest one comes out. But part of the reason that I love this series so much is because I discovered it with Amy, which sounds so cheesy, but it's very true. We were both like, what do we want to like read or listen to? And I
think it was one of the first books we picked for backlist last year.
Yes. Yeah. Like we really wanted to dive into it. And it was coming out on Netflix. And I was like, what the heck? I'll try Audible Escape. And I just remember like driving and listening to the first bit of it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like cackling, like at Hope when she's like going to the house and the house is like falling. There was like probably 5 scenes in the first 20 minutes that I was just dying laughing in the car by myself. I was like voice texting you like, you have to listen to this. Like, it's so funny. It's so good. And then Amy does what she does best and burned ahead of me and read all of them.
Well, I read the first one, I think. I don't know if I listened to it because I remember they were doing like, Harley Quinn was doing the promo for the first book because of the Netflix series or whatever. So they had sent me a copy and I read it. But I'm pretty sure you read it first, the first book, because you were like, you need to start this.
I started it on audio. And then I think you read it because you had it. And I was like, I actually really like this narrator. And oh my God, there's 20 books. Maybe we should do Audible Escape. And that's exactly what happened.
And now she's like our favorite narrator too. This is the first, it'll be the first and the last one that I'll actually read in print, but the rest of them I listen to because they're just so easy and fun to listen to, and I can do my chores and it doesn't feel like I'm doing laundry and cleaning my toilets all day. At least I'm getting entertained by what they're doing at Jack's Bar or whatever.
Yes. And that series is just, well, Laura, what do you love about it? Because now you're like, you're on book, what, like 7 or 8, right?
Yeah, I'm book 8, I think. I love it. It's been keeping me company at work. Like, I love the fact that it's just like, gives me a break. Like, I actually, this week, I was listening to, Wednesday's a weird day for me, so I need something to distract me. So I was listening to a Thriller in the morning, and I just, like, could not get into it. I was like, I just don't know what's happening, what's going on. And so I was like, let me just put some Virgin River, and it was just, like, comfort food. It was, like, getting back yeah. into Jack's bar, figuring out, like, what the church was going on, what was happening to Ellie, what was happening to Noah, and it was just, like, I felt like just hanging out with friends. Like, this is what's going on, what's happening. And, like, be like, oh, Mel from the first book, like, is having an update. And here's someone from, like, book five that we're just finding out that we just figure out, like, something major happened. And it was just, like,
yeah.
I think it just, it fills that whole small time moments and, like, gives me the sense of, wow. But I think they're making new audiobooks, by the way. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
When I was searching on Audible, like, for book seven, book eight, like, I was, like, looking for the copy of it. They were, like, Audible gave me an option for a new book to pre-order. So, I think they may just do new audio. But I'm, like, I'm burning because I love Therese, who's a narrator. I want to listen to her. Like, I'm not ready for a new narrator.
And just a little tidbit, she does all of Robin's books, because I'll tell you guys about those later, because I've just went on a Robin huge binge this year, but she does all of them, and she's so good in all of them. So I'm kind of curious why they're redoing them, because we just love her so much, but interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
She's amazing. Hmm. She's a great narrator. Yeah, I was worried, like, reading The Mass Market. I was like, God, am I going to, like this as much? Like, I've read 9 of them, you know, audio only. And then I read it in, you know, like, 2 nights. Like, I was like, yeah. I think I told you, Laura, I was like, I have them in Mass Market. I'm just going to, like, that's going to be my end of night read. And it's just, like, they're just so easy. Even last night, Derek was like, how many more do you have to read to, like, catch up? I'm like more than one a week. And he's like, oh, that might be hard. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, these are so easy. They're like, it's, you just, like, sit down and you're like, okay, there went 150 pages. Like, because
it flies by. Yes.
Yeah.
Even when I'm listening to them, I find excuses to, like, keep doing stuff around my house. Because I'm like, oh, this is really good. I don't want to stop listening. So I guess I'll go clean something else, which that doesn't usually happen ever.
Yes. And I will say, for if anybody's listening and they're like, whatever, these books are lame and you haven't tried them, this is the type of book that, like, 3 years ago, I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, these are the books that, like, my grandma and her friends read. Like, you know, like, I lumped them together with that, totally judged by the covers and, like, the descriptions. And these books are just, like, they're just about real, authentic people. Like,
they go a little dark sometimes.
They do. They get dark, which I love. Yeah. This ain't no Haven Point.
This ain't no Haven Point. That's our favorite thing. They go dark, and she's not afraid to, like, get, like you said, get authentic and real and
and
gritty.
Of open door romance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Like, and I love that. It just seems like more raw and authentic, like salt of the earth people, you know, and just people, you know, just like a community that surrounds you, that's supportive. It's just, it's so good. And once in a blue moon, I'll be reading it, like, and I'm like, okay, I don't really like this couple. Like, I think this is going to be the one that's not going to do it for me. And then as soon as I say that, like, turns around and I'm like, nope, I love it. I love this couple. I love everything in the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're hesitant, just read, like, the first couple chapters of Virgin River, if anyone's listening, and see because if that doesn't hook you, then okay, it's not for you. But like Sarah said, the first few scenes of that first book are so great, I think. And they're really such a good intro into the, and it gives you a good feel for the series and how it's going to be, I think. It's, you know?
For sure. That's great advice.
So there's a segue. So you mentioned Haven Point by Rian Phan. Let's talk about that series. What should we know about? What should we expect? What is that series all about?
That is a very much like a Hallmark movie series is my best way to compare it. It's no sex, very like kind of cheesy, but I don't mind that. I like that sometimes, you know, I'm in the mood for that. So they're set in a fictional town, Haven Point in Idaho. And I think there's 11 books. The last one just came out in that series. And I read those all backwards. Like I started at like book 6 and then read up to like 10 and then went back during backlist time last year and was like, yeah, I know so-and-so and so-and-so end up together. I don't care. I want to see how it happened. And I'm so glad I did, because my very favorite book in the series was like book three or something. Mm-hmm. But those are good. And Sarah was joking earlier about this ain't no Haven Point, because those ones are not like dark and gritty like Virgin River can be. I mean, they have their little issues and stuff, but it's definitely more, I would say like uplifting, don't you think, Sarah? More happy and cutesy, like, and stuff.
It's more, and again, no disrespect to Rayanne. She's amazing. And it's, to me, it's just like a mood thing and a preference thing too. Like, mm-hmm. it's, I mean, Haven Point is very much like, oh, here's a lady down on her luck. Here comes a rich man, you know?
Yes. And yes, if you like that,
and it's Christmas time, let's sing carols, and wow, isn't love wonderful? Like, it totally is. It's more like, I don't know, it's more like that, where it's, and again, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think I've read three or four in that series. But then I went on to Virgin River, and I'm like, ugh, this is not, this ain't no Haven Point. Like, this is like real folks. This guy's got PTSD. This, you know, all these guys were Marines, like, you know, preachers got, like, they just have different issues. And I mean, that to me is like, it's just more character building for me.
Yeah, definitely. These are more like, if you just want the predictable read, if you don't want the sex scenes and all that, and you just want the totally easy path, like you were saying, like pretty predictable, fun, but they're so easy and breezy to read. I really like her Christmas ones too. I read a couple of the Christmas ones last holiday season, and they're just like a Hallmark movie, I swear.
They were like a 5 out of 5 for me till I read Virgin River. I mean, like, that's it. It's really my love for Virgin River that taints Haven Point.
Yes. And I see, and I had read Haven Point before I read those. Yeah. So that's, they always have a little place in my heart, but I am sad that they are, that it's over. The series is over, but what can you do? I guess it can't go on forever.
And I am going to go back to it. Like, I don't want you guys to think I don't like it like I do, but it's just, it's just different. Just a preference. Have you read any of those, Laura? Rayanne?
No, I have not read Rayanne. I think I may have bought it for one book or two, because it's been on sale. So maybe you wanted to go back and sell. I'm like, going to buy it. And they're like, oh, I already bought it like 2 years ago. So, but I have not read them. So.
Yeah. I feel like there'd be really good audio too. Like, just comfort audio in the background. They're good stories. Like, they're great stories.
I didn't listen to that series on audio, but Escape has another series of hers, and I can't remember the dang name of it, but it's like 6 books, and I blew through those right away. Gosh, I can't remember the name of it, but anyways, it kind of is loosely connected to Haven Point. Like, some of the characters that were like very, very secondary characters in one of the books are in the first book in Haven Point. I know the first book is called Blackberry Summer. I just can't remember what the dang series is called.
Okay, I'll put it on the show notes.
It's on the tip of my tongue, because I know.
I'm gonna keep thinking, and it's gonna come back to me. But anyways, all of that to say was the audio of those were great. So I'm sure Haven Point's probably great on audio too.
Awesome. And last one was Sweet Water Springs by Annie Raines. I think, Sarah, you've been reading the series for a while, and the series is gonna be complete next year. So
yes, mm-hmm. I'm so sad about that.
I know.
He's having a spinoff, so we're going to get more books in the swirl. So talk to us about the series. What can we expect about the series? What is it all about?
You take this one, Sarah, because I think you made me read the series.
Okay. So, I mean, Sweetwater Springs is the series by Annie Raines. It's from Forever, and it's very good. Like, it's, I feel like all the books are great. Her most recent, Sunshine on Silver Lake, I think might be my favorite, but I said that after the last book too. I'm like,
I do the same thing too, Sarah, but I agree. I think it was her best for sure.
Yeah. It's that like picturesque town where it's a really great community where people are there, and whether they don't want to be there, like they do want to be there or they don't want to be there, like you just love it. Like, you just fall in love with the town and the people. They've got a coffee shop. They've got, you know, there's like a book. Was it Snowfall on Cedar Lane? There's the sheriff. What was it, Amy? The sheriff. Like, anyways, it doesn't matter. But it's, you just get to know the towns people.
They got the fudge shop. I love the little quirky fudge shop lady.
Yeah.
Is it DeWanda? Is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. And it's just like each, and you can read each as a standalone, which I love. And I feel like there's like minimal spoilers. Would you agree with that, Amy, if you read them as a standalone?
I think so too, because I read those out of order too, I believe. I think I read like book three and then I went back to book two and then one. And then I started in order after that because I had jumped in kind of late. So I was totally fine doing that.
So in each book focuses on a couple. It's just a small town. They're super cute, cute, charming, fun, cozy, and like just... Whenever I finish her books, I just have this like overwhelming sense of like hope and
yes,
just happiness, and they're uplifting, not in a cheesy way, but just in a way of like, it's really satisfying and it just leaves you with hope. Like that's the only way I can describe it. I love
Like you close it and you definitely are smiling. Like you can't help but be like in a happy mood.
Yes, for sure.
For sure. I feel like, too, with the series that we've talked about, like, Virgin River is probably, like, the darkest, the grittiest, the most, like, steam, and then Sweetwater, and then Haven Point, if anyone wants to know that kind of thing.
Would you say so? Like, right in the middle, for sure.
Yeah, it's right between there, because it's not quite as dark as Virgin River goes, but they kind of deal with some issues. There's been some definite struggles and stuff, and then I don't remember him being super steamy, but I feel like there was a little, maybe.
It's like he getting steamier. Like this last one was a little bit.
Right? That's what I was just thinking. Yes, yeah. I thought there was like a, like the door was cracked on this one for us a little bit. Yeah. And
like
then
you were
Haven
trying
Point
to pry
is
in.
Yeah, like I'm spying on him a little bit. Yep. And then Haven Point has the door closed and that's it.
Yes.
So let's talk about backlist series, or what other series are you looking for reading or you have read that you want to chat about?
For me, I have basically just been on a Robin Carr binge for the past like a couple years, really, because I think my first introduction to her books, I jumped in her Sullivan's Crossing series. I think there's 5 books and I jumped in at book 2 a couple years ago and read those and love it. Those ones are set in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the books I'm listening to in her other series is like talking about that series. She does some really cool, really subtle crossover. Remember, Sarah, when I called you one day and was like, isn't the doctor from Virgin River this guy? Yeah. And you were
the,
like
town.
Yes.
Yeah. So cause they talk about crossover. Like a little faraway town that
yes.
they'll go and you're like, so is she that puts the in, doctor that appears mm-hmm. in Virgin River?
Yes. Yeah, so she'll put in those cool little Easter egg little things. But so that series is also another one that I love. And I don't know, I don't think it's over. I think her last book came out in 2019 in that series, but there was never like an announcement. So I'm hoping that we get more. And then I went way back and read this series that she has. It's a trilogy. It's called Deep in the Valley and it's in Grace Valley. And you guys probably have heard Grace Valley be mentioned in Virgin River. So it's about the doctor. This chick June is a doctor down there and it's a 3 book series with them. And John Stone is the doctor that I had talked to Sarah about. I was like, hey, wait a minute, isn't this the guy? So that one was great too. And then I'm right now listening to her Thunder Point series, which is, I believe, the series she went to after she stopped Virgin River for a few years or whatever. And that has like 9 books in it or so. And that is very similar. So probably the most similar series of hers to Virgin River, I think. Okay. It's good. I really like it. I'm on like book 5. There's 9 books and it's set in a little coastal fictional town in Oregon.
I love this.
Nice. I should read
yes.
that.
You should. Those are on Escape too, girl.
I know. Ooh. Oh, I just looked it up. I think it's Hope's Crossing.
Hope's Crossing. Yes. I knew it was something with crossing. I was like thinking, but then I, Robin series.
I know. Then we think my head, Sullivan like, oh. Crossing. It's like, no, that's Robin.
I know. Okay. Thank you. Yes. So that series was Hope's Crossing. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been reading small town romance wise this year, besides the Annie Rain series. I don't think I've read a whole lot else besides Robin.
I feel you.
All over the map. But yeah. What about you, Sarah?
Are we talking about what I've read this year or what I want to read this fall?
It's up to you. Either.
Oh, okay. This year, honestly, I have no idea what I've read. This year just feels like a mess. It's been Virgin River. I think, I can't remember exactly when, Amy. I feel like we started that at Christmas, right at the start of the year, like maybe even right at Christmas time, but it's basically been.
Yeah, I feel like I specifically remember my Instagram picture being like with my tree. So I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have been, I did that. Another series I did is the LJ Shen Sinners of Saint. Mm-hmm. Not really a small town cute romance, but a romance nonetheless.
Yeah. That's like opposite, but it's definitely a romance series.
I listened to 3 or 4 of them and I don't know, they work for me. Like it's wild. Laura and I have psychoanalyzed it because I don't really like alpha males. Mm-hmm. I sure as hell don't like them in real life, but I don't even like them in books. And I sure as hell don't like bullies that are like abusive, but something with those hotholes from Sinners of Saint, I think it's just that they're like so open with like,
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
hidden.
Right. It's not this like hidden emotional trauma behind closed doors. And I might aggravate some people, but like, that's why Coho books don't really work for me that much because it's the emotional angst. Like I can't deal with that. But when guys like, you know, vicious or like, yeah, this is how I am. I'm a horrible, awful person. And she's like, that's okay. I'm still attracted to you. I'm
like, she's okay, like, that's well, okay. Whatever, you know.
But the audios for those. So I actually downloaded, I haven't listened to Bane. That is the 4th one. So I downloaded that the other day, but I want to try to wrap up and listen to more of that. And then, of course, I want to finish up Virgin River. So I'm super excited about that, but also really sad to kind of get caught up. But I'm at least very grateful that Robin wrote a new book. And then I don't know. I kind of, you know, a fall and winter for me is cozy season. And I love me a Halloween and Christmas theme cozy mystery so much. And one of my favorites is, I think I talked about it every time I talk to you on here, Laura, is the Hannah Swenson Murder, She Baked by Joanne Fluke. I love anything with a baking theme. So there's like Ellie Alexander's Tort series that actually takes place in Ashland, Oregon. That's super cute. And then there's some other ones that I might, who knows, maybe I'll find a new cozy series. But what about you, Laura?
So I got a few series. I think for me, I'm diving into paranormal series for some reason. So I'm diving into the Argenis series by Lindsay Sands, which is a vampire series that reminds me of Harlan Harris True Blood. If you read those
are fabulous. I didn't read them, but I watched the show.
Oh,
and do obsess over Alcee Joe Manganiello.
Yeah.
Just divert from books for a second.
Yeah, so I have to say, like, I really love the series. Like, I don't know, like, I read this before Bookstagram. Like, I found them at thrift store, and they're, like, fabulous. Just, like, I don't know. For some reason, they're a really good series. So I'm reading that, and it's just, like, a rom-com. The best way I can describe it is just, like, really out there, like, hooks. Like, the first book in the series is a vampire who's afraid of blood. And so her mother kidnaps a therapist to fix her phobia.
That is great. How fun.
It was just so much fun. I'm like, I just thought about this. Like, let me just keep that with the therapist. And then they fall in love and they have, like, great, you know, great chemistry. But it's really good. So the third book in the series is a romance writer. He's writing paranormal romance, but he doesn't see it as a romance writer. He just sees his autobiography. He's writing memoir, like a memoir about his family. And they're like, but it's paranormal romance. So it's the editor who wants him to go on book tour. And so she shows up because this is like, these books were written like in the 90s or early 2000s. So these were like letters were sent over FedEx as opposed to email was sent over. And they're like, so he was basically, it's like this whole letter exchange. And the author's like, no, I don't want to go on tour. I don't want to deal with this anymore. So the editor shows up on his doorstep and is like, we're going on tour. So, and I'm assuming he's going to turn her into a vampire.
Those premises sound so interesting.
Yeah.
And fun.
It's like they're fun. They're fun reads. So yeah. I can read them in a setting, so they feel good. Another series that I've been reading, other than Virgin River, is I started the Lucky Harbor series, and I think we're starting, Amy, you're going to start.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in, I think, next week. Yeah, I wanted to wait and get a couple more books done for August, but I'm super excited about that. Yeah. Are you on book one?
I'm on book one, yeah. Start, I'm like in like the first few chapters.
Oh, awesome.
I'm savoring it. I don't know.
Are you liking it so far?
Yeah.
Okay,
I really love Jill. Like, I think Jill's another one who writes great small town romance. You know, just like there's like a whole sense of like that's what she does really well. And so I really like hers.
And Lucky Harbor is small town.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because Heartbreaker Bay is like San Francisco.
But it's so but she set it in a building, and so it's like a small town romance set in a bigger city.
Okay.
Yeah, it has that feel.
Okay. I read two of Heartbreaker Bay. Yeah. A taco truck one and one other one. I can't remember.
Yeah. I think I only read one. I read a Christmas one. Oh, Wildstone. Yes. Her new cover was just released a couple weeks ago, and I'm so excited for that one.
Remember that one we read that was like so open door? Like it was.
Oh, that we also read together. Wasn't that Second Chance Summer? Was that one? Yep. Second Chance Summer? Yep.
Nobody but, I thought it was Nobody But You. No.
Maybe it was Nobody But You.
Nobody But You, yeah.
Yeah. Hell, I don't know. You're probably right, Sarah.
It was Nobody But You. We did read Second Chance Summer for, that's a wild name. That's a closed door.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it was Nobody But You. It was like, it was.
Yeah, we were all like fanning ourselves.
Yeah, I got to interview Jill a few months ago, and I was like, complaining about like lack of steam in the wild. And I was like, oh, you know, not every book has steam. And she's like, I write steam. And I'm like, yes, but Wildstone doesn't have steam. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's true. But she's like, I write Open Door. Like, it's steamy. It's supposed to be steamy. And I'm like, oh, yes, I wrote that book. But you're like, it was like steam on page over and over.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. She is great. Yeah, I need to, I might try to jump. I'll see. We'll see. I need to focus on, I want to focus on Virgin River, but I might try to hop in on Lucky Harbor a little bit. I haven't tried that one.
Yeah. Well, since I made 2020 my year of Robin, I think I'm going to do 2021 my year of Jill, because she has such a huge backlist too. And I know that it will take me way longer than a year to get through it. But I remember after I read like my first book by her, I was like, oh, I'm going to see if she has other books. And I went to her website. And it's like 50 something books. I was like, holy, overwhelming. Like I was, is it 100? I was so excited. Oh, but also gosh. I was like, okay, I don't know where to start because she has so many, 100 books. Holy.
Amy, what was your first book by her?
It was, God bless, I don't even know. I gotta think for a minute.
Pop quiz.
I actually think it was a Wildstone book.
Mine was Lemon Sisters.
I think it was Almost Just Friends. I've only read a couple of her books.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was Almost Just Friends. And then I went, after I talked to you about it, you were like, oh my God, I love the Lemon Sisters. And so I have all of those books.
Okay.
I ordered them. I ordered that whole series because I was like, well, I love this one so much. And then I got some random ones from Forever through their newsletter, like some, you know how they do like backlist, whatever, that I still have on my shelf too, so that I need to read. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Almost Just Friends.
How about you, Bora? What was your first, Jill?
I think it was Almost Just Friends. No, Lemon Sisters and Almost Just Friends. Then I did Robin to You, which is a taco truck.
Oh, I read that one. That's the taco truck one, right?
Yep. I'm from Harvard, and then I read the rest of the Wildstone series, whatever it's like next of that, and then I did the Forever title. So I've been jumping on board in different titles and just seeing what else.
Yeah, same. That's kind of how I've been. I've not been like really good about committing just to one of her series. I think I might have read Wrapped Into You too, now that you guys were talking about that with the talk.
I think
I might have read that one. Yeah. I think I did. Did someone do a buddy read for it last holiday season? Is that maybe why? I don't know. Hell, I can't remember. But I do think I read that one. I think that's the only one out of that. What is that, Heartbreaker Bay?
Yep, that's Heartbreaker Bay.
I think that's the only one I read out of that series.
So, oh, this is awesome. So tell us where you can find you online. So Amy Farson and Sarah.
You can find me on Instagram at Novel Gossip, and same on Facebook. And my website is novelgossip.com. And then Twitter is novelgossip1.
Awesome. Sarah?
You can find me Instagram at Really Into This, and then website Really Into This, and Facebook Really Into This. And then I think Twitter is Really Into Blog. But yeah, you can find me on all of those.
I love this. Thank you, Sarah, maybe for your book recommendations.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks for having us.
Love chatting books with you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.